There existed no prospecting technology which could sift through the rune ring particles and identify the gems amid the dross. Scavengers had to don their spacesuits and get out there amid the hurtling shell splinters and go through it all one piece at a time using hands and eyeballs. Most of them earned enough from what they found to keep going. Some were better at it than others. Luck, they called it. They were the ones who found a couple of the more intriguing pieces each year, items which would tide them over in high style for months at a time. Some were exceptionally lucky, returning time and again with the pieces the collectors and research projects simply had to have. And some were suspiciously lucky. If pressed, Joshua Calvert would have to admit membership of the second category, although it would be a self-deprecating acknowledgement. He had pulled 6 decent pieces out of the ring in the last 8 months, a pair of reasonably intact plants, a couple of circuit boards, fragile but okay, half of a rodent-like animal, and the big one, an intact egg, 7 centimeters high. Altogether, they had brought in 750,000 Fuser dollars, the Edenist currency, used as a base currency by the Confederation as a whole. For most scavengers, that would have been enough to retire on. Back in tranquility, people were shaking their heads and wondering why he kept returning to the ring. Joshua was 21, and that much money could keep him in a satisfactorily high-rolling style for life. They wondered because they couldn't feel the intense need burning in him, surging down every vein like a living current, animating each cell. If they had known about that tidal force drive, they might have had an inkling of the unquiet nature lurking, predator fashion, behind his endearing grin and boyish looks. He wanted one hell of a lot more than 750,000. In fact, it was going to take nearer 5 million before he was anywhere near satisfied. Living in a high-rolling style wasn't even an option as far as he was concerned. A life spent doing nothing but keeping a careful eye on your monthly budget, everything you did limited by the dividends of prudent investments, that sounded like living death to him, suspended in animation, strictly loser's territory. Joshua knew just how much more to life there could be. His body was perfectly adapted to handle freefall, a combination of useful physiological traits geneered into his family by wanderlust ancestors long distant. But it was just a consort to his mind, which was hardwired into the most riotous human trait, the hunger for new frontiers. He had spent his early childhood listening to his father telling and retelling stories of his own captaincy, the smuggling flights, outsmarting Confederation Navy squadrons, the fights, hiring out as mercenary warriors to governments and corporations with a grudge, of travelling the universe at will, strange planets, fanciful xenocs, willing women in ports scattered across the colonized galaxy. There wasn't a planet or moon or asteroid settlement in the Confederation they hadn't explored and populated with fanciful societies before the old man finally found the combination of drugs and alcohol which could penetrate the beleaguered defenses of his enhanced organs. Every night since he was 4 years old, Joshua had dreamed that life for himself. The life Marcus Calvert had blown, condemning his son to sit out his own existence in a habitat on the edge of nowhere. Unless... 5 million Edenist Fuser dollars, the price of repairing his father's starship, although admittedly it might even cost more, the shape old Lady Mac was in after so many years of neglect, of leaving bloody boring backward tranquility, of having a real life, free and independent. Scavenging offered him a realistic way, an alternative to indenturing his soul to the banks. That money was out here in the ruin ring, waiting for him to pick it up. He could feel the Lamil artifacts calling to him, a gentle insistent prickling at the back of his conscious mind. Some called it luck. Joshua didn't call it anything. But he knew 9 times out of 10 when he was going to strike. And this time was it. He had been in the ring for 9 days now, nudging cautiously through the unending grey blizzard gusting outside the space plane's windscreen, looking at shell fragments and discarding them. Moving on. The Lamil habitats were remarkably similar to Tranquility and the Edenist habitats, biologically engineered polyp cylinders, although at 50 kilometres long and 20 in diameter, they were fatter than the human designs.